Welcome, Redhawks, to another episode of Musical Notes. This is Morgan.
And this is Abby. Today we will be talking about our favorite pop artists.
Okay, so basically, culturally, pop music is a reflection of, like, the trends of its respective time period.
So I think today, popular artists would include, like, Melanie Martinez, Khalid.
Yeah, those are definitely, like, the new and upcoming artists. We're just going to go through and talk about some of our favorite artists. I really like Love, L-A-U-V, and then also Khalid and Sia. I really like Khalid because he just has that really unique voice, and it's just very effortlessly. It's very effortless when he tries to sing, and that's what I like about him the most.
Yeah, I listen to, like, Melanie Martinez or, like, Lana Del Rey or Adele and Sia, like, very soulful.
Yeah, people's voice.
Yeah.
Yes. Also about Dua Lipa, I think she's one of our favorite artists as well because she brings to pop a really fresh voice, and, you know, it's just something new that we haven't heard before, so.
Yeah, and I know that she's, pop around the world is pop music and very similar, so I know that she has done many collaborations with other, like, international pop artists.
Oh, yeah,
such definitely. As, like, Blackpink and stuff like that. So I find that really cool, and on her part, it's really nice to see that she wants to take initiative to, like, reach out to
the
other artists.
Yeah, and also expand like that, yeah. And then we'll also talk about the cycle of pop artists and, like, really, really, really popular artists that, you know, have lots of hits, not just one.
Yeah. Before we go on to that, I know that, like, as well as pop songs and artists, there's also artists that just do covers of songs. And they still, like, that is still considered pop music or pop artists, I would think. Like, if you look at Cimarelli or, like, even though they're just a cappella, they're an a cappella group and they just do covers, like, they also find.
And then some of them who do covers, they go on to become these, like, really, really famous pop artists.
Oh, like Pentatonix.
Yeah,
or,
definitely.
And there's also other groups that.
Charlie Puth. He used to do. Puth.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's so many. There's such a range for pop. Like, with age, gender. Like, there's so many artists that. You can really find so, like, there's so much you can find.
Exactly, and they all bring something different to the table, and that's what makes them really unique, and what makes people like them.
Yeah, and also, there is pop that is more religious, such as, like, Christian pop music, and or Christian contemporary music. And I know that there was a song by Lauren Daigle that got really popular a couple months ago. I can't remember what it was called, but they were playing it even on, like, non-Christian radio stations, and I thought that was really interesting and kind of cool how...
Yeah, it's expanding as
it's
well.
It's expanding, and how even though there's such
different
messages in so many songs, they can all still be put towards the same
genre.
Cause of... Yeah. So the cycle of pop artists, I think, would start with, like, the 15 seconds of fame or something. Like, the big hit
they
reach,
definitely.
Like, the top charts. That is definitely, like, they are officially a pop artist.
Yeah, and they just have multiple hits, and they keep getting number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Then you know it's going to be...
Like, those are the good songs, good writers.
So we're just going to go through and talk about different artists who are just really popular in today's age. So we're going to start off with Ariana Grande. She brings, like, her own unique voice, and it's, like, a really, really strong, really, really amazing voice. And that's why we wanted to include her. And she has, like, the reason why she got really popular is not only because of her really good voice, but because of that unique sound she has to her music.
Mm-hmm. She's so iconic. Like,
yes.
Wow. We also wanted to talk about artists like Maroon 5 and Justin Bieber. Because I feel like they were really popular a couple years ago, but then they kind of faded in popularity, and now they're back with so many great hits. Exactly. Like Maroon 5 came out with Girls Like You.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Justin Bieber is, well, he's coming out with new songs too.
Yeah, I think artists like Maroon 5, they have that feel-good music that, like, almost everyone can listen to, and that's the type of music that they sometimes produce, and that's what I really like about them, that they make that type of music that everyone loves to enjoy. They make the type of music that's, like, played at parties, events, and then people really connect with their music that way, and they remember something happy, and they're like, oh, I love that Maroon 5 song.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also artists like Justin Bieber who have, like lots and lots of hits, and they strike people in a bunch of different ways. Did it make
sense at all? I think our conclusion for, like, pop artists in general is that no matter what your interests are or what you're always able to find some pop music to listen to because it's so relevant to today, and it's very diverse. Again, thanks for listening to another episode of Musical Notes.
This has been Morgan and Abby.
Till next time.